And we're holding on your test, Amud Aleph, second line. We learned in the Mishnah about the Machlokas, the Shammah, the Hillel, about Tovling on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. We said that the Shammah says you can't Tovel anything, not even people, on Shabbos, and the Hillel says people can Tovel even on Shabbos, Kalim not. And we discussed about what about if you have a Kali that you anyway need, what about if you have if you have water, the tome, and you want to do hashaka with it, and you're putting it in a keli to make it tougher. So more on this topic about tovel and kelim. Tana Rabban, klishin nitma me'erev yomtiv. If a keli became tome before yomtiv, ein makdil noise bein hashmoshes, then you can't tovel it bein hashmoshes going into yomtiv because it's suffic whether it's day or night. So then it may you might be toveling it on Shabbos. I mean on yomtiv. Reb Shimon Shazuri says, actually, even if you see a person toveling a keli bein hashmoshes, you should tell him not to, head of shemesh, because after all, you need head of shemesh, and bein hashmoshes, the whole point is, it's the suffet, whether it's day or night. So if he's toveling it during that time, he might, it might be that he plans to use it right away for taharis, and he can't, because it's already a suffet, whether it's nighttime. An interesting point, by the way, is that we're saying if it became tomei on erev yom tov, you can't be makbil at bein hashmoshes. So the tzlach asks, well, of course it became tomei erev yom tov. If it became, when else would it become tomei that you could have a chance of toveling at bein hashmoshes going into yom tov? Obviously, if you're toveling at bein hashmoshes, it means it became tomei earlier in the day. So he says, because not necessarily, you could have, what if the keli became tomei during bein hashmoshes? No, what if the keli became tomei during bein hashmoshes itself? He says, then maybe the Tanakhama would allow you to tovel it, because no matter how you look at it, what do you have? Either if it became Tomei, but if the part of Bein HaShemoshes where it became Tomei was by day, then maybe the part where he's toveling it is also by day. If the part where it became Tomei was already night, which is already Yom Tov, we learned yesterday that if it became Tomei on Yom Tov, then you're able to tovel it on Yom Tov. Now you might say, okay, but you still have the chance at any moment during Bein HaShemoshes, it might be when now it becomes Lila. So it might be it became Tomei at the very end of the day part, and then now you're toveling it at the very beginning of the night part. But since that's a very unlikely situation, and besides that, Chayiv Adam Motar Atzma Berega, like you learned yesterday, and therefore that it's highly unlikely that it became Tomei during that time, we're not necessarily going to say the Chachamim are gozer on it and prevent him from toveling it. So the Tanakhama says that if it became Tomei before Yom Tov, you can't tovel at bein hashmoshes. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, never mind Yom Tov, b'chlal, good morning, Aaron. B'chlal, you shouldn't be toveling at bein hashmoshes because it needs head of shemesh. So the question is, v'tanakama le'boi head of shemesh? So what about the Tanakama? Doesn't he require that? Amar Rava, ashkachtinu l'rabbanan de'bei Rav. So Rava says, I found the chachamim of Bei Rav, of the yeshiva, the yasiv ka'ami, they were sitting and saying, here's how we can explain the machlokes. The argument between them is, when he's doing something, can we deduce from what he's doing what he's thinking? And therefore, to say that what he's doing, that we can assume that he knows the right thing or not. Namely, he's going to knock it mona b'yodei. Suppose that he's holding the keli in his hands, v'rohit v'ozol bein hashmoshes lat bully, and he's running bein hashmoshes to tovel it. Mar sovar, so therefore the Tanakama holds, hide v'rohit v'ozol, the very fact that he's running, that he's going and running to bring it, made a yodei debari head of shemesh. Obviously, it means he knows you need a head of shemesh. So what he's running, because so he figures he's going to be able to get there before bein hashmoshes. When he sees that he doesn't get there in time, then he still will tovel it because he's already there, but he'll know already to wait until tomorrow night. So therefore, if it's bein hashmoshes of a weekday, no problem, because we can tell that he knows about the concept of head of shemesh. Only when it's on Yom Tov do you have a problem that he's toveling it shaloi l'tzorich, that he's doing it not for the purpose of Yom Tov. But on a weekday, the Tanakama would have no problem with it. Umar Sova Machmas Malachte, who the Korohit, whereas Shimon Shazuri says, not necessarily. He could be running because he has work to do or something. So not, we're talking on a weeknight, remember. So therefore, not necessarily is Machshavte Nikeres Mitech Maisav, not necessarily the fact that he's running to the mikveh with this keli doesn't necessarily demonstrate that he knows about the concept of head of Shemesh. Rashi, by the way, uses an interesting expression over here that Rashi says, Beina Shmoshes of Yomtev would be also to Tovel because he's Toveling on Yomtev Shaloi Letzorech, not for the need of Yomtev. Now, the question is, we learned yesterday four different reasons why we would say that you can't Tovel Kalim on Yomtev, and none of them had anything to do with it not being necessary for Yomtev. We had because you might carry it on Shabbos and therefore the Chum made Exeter for Yomtev. We had because, that was Rabba's reason. We had Rabbi Yosef's reason, Schita, that you might squeeze it. We had Rabbi Bibi's reason that you might leave it over and then first Tovel it on Yom Tov. We had Rabba's reason because it looks like Masak and Kli. None of those have anything to do with Shaloi Letzorech. So why is Rashi mentioning the point? Shaloi Letzorech. So Marsha says because we're talking about over here Bein HaShemoshes. We often have a rule that the Chachamim did not make the Xeris of Shavuos to apply during Bein HaShemoshes. For example, Mishnah and Shabbos tells us that Bein HaShemoshes you would still be allowed to do Hatzmana. You'd still be allowed to wrap up food, to insulate food, to keep it hot for Shabbos. You'd be allowed to take Maisa from Dmai, etc. Various things like that, which are also on Shabbos itself, but are still allowed Bein HaShemoshes. Here we're talking Bein HaShemoshes. If it was just a matter of those four reasons, none of those would apply now. Therefore, Rashi needs to give the reason that it's Shaloi Letzorech, it's not needed for Yom Tov, namely because since it needs head of Shemesh, then you're not going to be able to use it on Yom Tov for Truma or Kodshim anyway. So the Bnei Beirav, the Yeshiva light, was saying that the Machloitas is that on a weeknight, you see him running, does that mean necessarily he knows about the concept of head of Shemesh, therefore we don't need to tell him otherwise, or of Shimon Shazuri says no. So Rabba continues, I told them, no. No, there's no question, of course, usually a person is doing something, you can deduce from that what he's thinking. So in this case, if it was just a matter that he's running down the street by Bein HaShemoshes with the keli, close to Bein HaShemoshes with the keli, then everything would be good. Keep pligi, because then the itami with pochas mikadosha. The machloikus would be, let's say something became tame with less than an adosha. So Rashi explains that we're talking about over here. Let's say he had two keli. He had one keli that became tame the regular way, and then he had another one that touched less than an adosha, less than a lentil size piece of a sheretz. Also the kamei de rabbanan l'shalyuli. So now he comes to a rav to ask whether less than an adosha, less than a lentil size of a sheretz in the tame or not. So therefore, mar sovar. So now, once he does that, mar sovar. So Rav Shimon Shazuri figures midaholoi gomer. Since he doesn't know that din, he doesn't know that basic din in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, that you need a lentil-sized piece of a sheretz to make the keli tameh, head of Shemesh Nami Legmamer. Then we have to assume that maybe he doesn't know about head of Shemesh either, and therefore we should be telling him, you know what, don't go and tovel the keli tonight, Bein HaShemoshes, because anyway, it's not going to do you any good. Mar Sova, where the Tanakama holds Hohu de Legmamer, you know what, fine, he doesn't know about the concept of Anadosha, because it doesn't say explicitly in the Pasuk. At her head of Shemesh Gomer, but he may well know about the concept of head of Shemesh, which says clearly in the Pasuk, Uvah Shemesh Vatar. So therefore, you don't have to warn him off of that, because he himself will know whether he's toveling it before Bein HaShemoshes or not. So according to Rashi, that's what we're talking about, that he has two kalim, one became actually Tomei, and the other one he's not sure whether it was Tomei because it touched less than an Adosha. Rabbeinu Chananel brings a different girsa where it's only one keli, it touched a kadosha, it touched a lentil-sized piece of a sheretz, and he comes to ask, is that in fact tamei? And the Rashba says that's more likely to be a more correct girsa. Why bother mentioning two kalim? One became tamei and one not, so he prefers Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa. That we're talking about the person doesn't even know that an adosha is matame, and he came to ask a shayla whether in fact. Less than an adosha, according to Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa, rather that it became tame with an adosha. Yeah. The itami b'ka adosha min asheretz, she'enim afurish b'tero, who should estate for, is the expression in Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah. Well, yeah, because if it's chulin, then we don't need to. If we're talking about Yisrael and we're talking about chulin, it doesn't really matter as much. Yeah. Well, because we said yesterday, because if it's a Yisrael, we don't have to worry about a head of Shemesh, because the keli we said is the maximum it's going to make is food is a sheni l'truma, and then for a regular person that doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, "Matbilin the gav legav." We said on Yom Tov, you are allowed to tov kelim from gav to gav and from chavura to chavura. So what does that mean? Turn on a bone. Ketzim the gav legav. What does it mean to go from one gav to another? So gav means al gav means for the purpose of. Harotza lasis gita al gav kader, or different gear says bader. Let's say a person made his a person had his kelim mutame. He went and toveled them and did whatever he needed to in order to make them tahor because he wants to. He made them al gav kader. He wanted to make a jar of oil. Kader bader instead would mean a base abad, would be an olive press. So he prepared his kelim for that purpose. Now he changed his mind and decided he wanted to use these kelim for gitter, for his wine press. So he doesn't really need to tovel them because they're already tahor for one purpose. But let's say he wants to be machmer on himself, or kader, or gav gitter, or the other way around. He prepared them for his gas, and now he wants to use them for his kad. Oise, he's able to do that. Really, he's able to do it without toveling at all. But if he wants to be machmer on himself, he's allowed to tovel them on Yom Tov, because after all, there's no tikkun kli, because you don't really need to tovel them at all. Ketzer mechavura lechavura. What does it mean to go from one chavura to the next? Hoya oich. So one possibility, actually, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, there is a concept we're going to learn about in Masechta Chagiga in a few months, Bez Hashem.
Or the Milos.
So the Milos, actually, we'll talk about that's according to the Rambam. Hold on a second. Here we're talking within Rashi's explanation that we're just talking about that he wants to be Machmer on himself. So the Tiferes Yisrael points out, there is a concept in Hilchos Tumah B'Tahara of Hesach HaDas. Sometimes you have, even though objectively, you have cases where even though objectively there's no way that something became Tomei, nevertheless, in certain cases, the Chachamim are Machmer, and we say it's still considered Tomei. You have examples over there, let's say a person dropped something on the ground while they were carrying it, or they drop a piece of their clothing or whatever, and in some cases, we say that it actually becomes Tomei Mitzad Hesach Hadas. So here also, the person might think to himself, this is a kind of Hesach Hadas that he had in mind, he's going to use it for one thing, and instead he wants to use it for another, so he wants to Tovel it. Here is not one of the cases where the Chachamim imposed on him to Tovel it, but nevertheless, if he wants to consider it a form of Hesach Hadas and Tovel it, Gesuntahe, let him, but we're saying he can do that even on Yom Tov because he's not actually required to. Now, right. So well, after chavura lachavura, I'll explain what the Rambam says. Ketzed mechavura lachavura. What does it mean going from one chavura to another? Hoya oicho b'chavura zu. Suppose a person was eating his korban Pesach in one group. And again, he toveled and prepared everything, having in mind to eat with that one group. V'roitza lecho b'chavura acheres. And now he wants to eat with a different group. Then he's able to do that. Again, he doesn't need to tovel. And again, if he wants to tovel himself and his caleb for that, then he's allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Because again, it's not required. Now, the Rambam does have a somewhat different understanding of this. The Rambam does understand that we're talking about the Milos de Rabbanim, like you just mentioned, Rabbi Berkowitz. So again, in Chagiga, we're going to talk about that you have various rules that the Chachamim said, even though now once a person tovels or gets sprinkled, once a person tovels, or in the case of Tumas Mes, gets sprinkled with Parah Aduma water and tovels, that's it. They're Tahor for everything. But the Chachamim set up, there are Milos, for example, a person tovels, having in mind for Truma, that's not good enough for him to eat Kodshim. He needs another Tvila and another Hazah for that purpose. Same thing to go from Kodshim to Mechatos, etc. So therefore, the Rambam understands that's the Gav L'Gav M'chavura L'chavura. So the Gav L'Gav would be, for example, he himself had prepared his Kalim for Meiser. Now instead he wants to eat Truma. Or he was going to eat with a chavura that's going to eat truma, and now they're going to eat kodshim, let's say. So now, even though the chachamim imposed, now unlike Rashi's explanation where there's no chiyuv at all to tovel, here there is a chiyuv midrabanan to tovel. Nevertheless, since it's only dirabanan, and since the kalim are in fact objectively tahor already, then therefore he's allowed to do that even on Yom Tov. This goes back to what we were talking about yesterday also as far as Tevilas Kalim on Yom Tov nowadays. If you take the view that Tevilas Kalim itself, when you buy a Kali from the store, that the Tevila of it is only Dirabanan, that's again a reason why to say maybe that you should be allowed to Tovel it on Yom Tov. Which we said yesterday that there are poskim who learn that way, that you are in fact allowed to. However, not everybody agrees to that. But there is a machlokas whether Tevilas Kalim of new Kalim that you bought from a Goy is Daraisa or not. So therefore, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the best thing to do is you give it as a present to the goy, then you borrow it back from him, use it over Shabbos and Yom Tov, tovel it afterwards. Okay. Mishnah says, On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring korbanos shlomim because, after all, people eat from them, so therefore it's oichal nefesh. But you cannot do ve'ein semchan aleim, but you can't do smicha on them, because smicha is you leaning on the animal b'chol koichay, so you're using an animal, and this is part of the gzera of that you're not allowed to ride on an animal on Yom Tov. We're going to learn in the last parak of our Masechta that there's a number of such shvusim that the Chachamim made. One of them is you're not allowed to ride on an animal because you might break off a branch to lead it. So even though when you're doing smicha you don't have that consideration, still the Chacham loy plug, the Chachamim don't distinguish with that. So therefore, so according to Bishama, you're not allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov. What about the take of the smicha shchita? Beis Shammai doesn't necessarily hold of that concept. So you do the smicha erev Yom Tov, and then you bring the korban on Yom Tov.
How about no shvus in Beis Mikdash?
No shvus in the Beis Mikdash, fine, but that's where it's a tzorech of the Beis Mikdash. Here, according to Beis Shammai, since take of the smicha shchita is not necessary, then it's not necessarily a tzorech of the Beis Mikdash. Mind you, I mean, in Chagiga, we're going to have the whole machlokas that went on for generations between the Zugas, whether you're allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov. So we'll get into that point. We'll get into that point there, Beis Hashem. But anyway, but Beis Shammai says you cannot bring korbanos oila on Yom Tov, except obviously you have the tmidim and musafim, which have to be brought on that day. But an oilas yachin, no, because you're not eating from it, and therefore it's not oichal nefesh. It's only, we're going to learn later on in the Gemara, the pasuk says, "Acha she yachal lachon nefesh hu levade yachal lachem." Lachem means v'loila gavoya. You're not allowed to do things for the purpose, so to speak, of Hashem eating. And here, that's what it is. So the korbanos that have a fixed time, yeah, those gzeres hakosev that you bring those on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, but not any other one. Basil says, no, you can bring shlomim as well as oilus, and you can even do smicha on them because they hold take of the smicha shchita, and in that case, then a shvus can't apply in the Beis Mikdash where it's going to prevent you from bringing a korban. So the Gemara says, Oma Ola, machloikas b'shamay chagiga lismoich v'oilus r'iya likrav. The machloikas is specifically about korbanos that have to do with Yom Tov. Namely, it's not that you must bring them today, but you do have to bring them sometime during the Yom Tov. Namely, now whenever you come, when you come on Aliyah L'Regel, you have two korbanos that you have to bring. Well, at least two. You have an Olas Re'iyah, we'll learn about it also, and then in the beginning of Masechta Chagiga, Beis Hashem. You have an Olas Re'iyah, an Ola in honor of the fact that you're seeing and being seen by Pnei Hashchina, by the Eivishter. And then you have Shamei Chagiga, which you're bringing as a korban to be joyful with on the Yom Tov. Besides which, you have a mitzvah of Simcha, Ein Simcha al Babasa. So throughout the Yom Tov, you're supposed to be eating korbanos. But specifically, you have a specific shlomim that you have to bring in honor of the Yom Tov. So now the machloikas is, as far as doing smicha on Shamei Chagiga, and as far as an oilas re'iya, whether you can bring it. Beis Shammai figures, since the pasuk says v'chagoysim oisei chag l'Hashem, v'chagoysim is the same shodesh as chagiga. Chagiga ein oilas v'i aloi. Therefore, the pasuk is implying you're allowed to bring the chagiga, but not the oilas v'iya. Or Beis Hillel sabri l'Hashem called the l'Hashem. Whereas Beis Hillel focuses on the word l'Hashem, and they say it means you don't need that. Anything that's for Hashem, you're allowed to bring, including the oilas. Tosfos explains, in other words, that now, given that Beis Shammai learns later on Lachem v'loy l'gavoya, why do they need v'chagoysem to learn this from? And the answer is precisely because so we don't misunderstand the pasuk like Beis Hillel does. Vice versa, Beis Hillel doesn't really need to learn from Lashem. They can learn it from the fact that there is a certain Sodach Yom Tov in it. The Gemara is going to talk about, we'll learn tomorrow, Beis Hashem, the concept you don't want. It's not right that your table should be full and the Eivishter's table, the Mizbeach, should be empty. But again, if they need the word Lashem to strengthen that. Otherwise, you would learn from Chagosim. So each one, in other words, the same. Because there's a phrase in the Pasuk that fits better with your Shitta, therefore we need a corresponding word in the Pasuk, a corresponding phrase in the Pasuk to go against that. But really, fundamentally, they're learning it from other places. They're learning from Lachem below the Gavoya, or from that shouldn't be that your table is full and the Eivishter's table is empty. Anyway. So the machlokas, all it's saying again, is only as far as korbanos that have to do with Yom Tov. Alvin the Dodim and the Dovis, But you have there on a Nedarim and Nedavos, throughout the year, a person makes a neder to bring a korban oiler or to bring a korban shlomim, and those are not bound to Yom Tov at all. Divrei Hakol and Kriv Yom Tov. So Ullah says for sure everybody would agree that those cannot be brought on Yom Tov because you can bring them some other time. Now, the Chagiga and the Re'iyah is one thing, Rashi says. It's true that those you don't have to bring on Yom Tov itself. You can bring them on Chol HaMoed. In the case of Shavuos, you have a few days of Tashlumin after Shavuos. Nevertheless, though, there's still the problem. What happens if you're not able to? What happens if there's an Oynes and you miss bringing it on the other day? Therefore, B'Shilol says, better you should be able to bring it on the first day of Yom Tov. As opposed to, and if you miss then, if you miss all the 7 or 8 days, that's it. You can never bring it again. As opposed to the Nedarim and Nedavos, you can always bring some other time. An interesting point in that is still, why would Beis Hillel not allow you to bring Shlomim that are Nedarim and Nedavos? After all, you're eating from them. So shouldn't it be considered Oichel Nefesh? There's a few answers of Rishonim to that. One of them, Tosfos discusses this in some places. One idea is, now we say, when it comes to the Kohanim's portions of the Korbanos, we say, Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu. It's not fundamentally that the Korban is being brought for them. It's being brought for the Eibishter, and the Eibishter grants them a portion of it. So Tosfos, in one place, learns the same thing is true as far as what the Bailam means. We also say that Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu. So in that case, that's not a valid reason to Shechet on Yom Tov. Another point that Tosfos makes in a different place is the fact is the owners are not able to eat from it until after Zrikas Adam. So it comes out when you shecht it. It's not yet Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. And there are other answers as well. Okay. V'chein Amar Rab Adar Ba'ava, Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craving the Yom Tov. Rab Adar Ba'ava says the same thing. Nedarim and Nedavos you cannot bring on Yom Tov. By the way, we learned back on Daf Yud Beis, we brought a Braisa that said that if a person does bring them on Yom Tov, he gets Malchus, and we explain that that's only according to Beis Shammai. According to what we're saying over here, Tosfos explains over there, it's not that Beis Hillel would say it's Mutter. We see in Or Gemara they're saying it's Osir. They just say he wouldn't get Malchus for it, because we're learning it from an Esser, and a Lava Bamikal Esser only has the strength of an Esser. The Gemara says Meisvi, so I have a contradiction. A Braisa says, Amr of Shimon Elazar, Lo nechlaku bes Shammai bes Hillel al oila she'ena shal Yom Tov she'ena kreva bi Yom Tov. Bes Shammai and bes Hillel do not disagree about an oila that has nothing to do with Yom Tov, namely Nedarim and Nedavos, she'ena kreva bi Yom Tov, you cannot offer it on Yom Tov, v'al shlomim she'ena shal Yom Tov she'kreva bi Yom Tov, vice versa, they both agree that shlomim that have to do with Yom Tov, namely the Shammai Chagiga, you could bring them even on Yom Tov, al ma nechlaku al oila she'ena shal Yom Tov, v'al shlomim she'ena shal Yom Tov. They're only arguing about the oila of Yom Tov, the oila Sri'iya, and Shlomim, that's not of Yom Tov, namely Nedarim and Nedavos. Shabbos Shama Emel Yavi, Besalim Yavi. So you see from that, in other words, that even Beis Hillel is allowing you to bring, that Beis Hillel is allowing you to bring Shlomim that are Nedarim and Nedavos, and you're telling me that not. The answer is Tritz ve'emahachim. The answer is fix up the Braisa and say it rather as follows. Amr of Shimon Elazar, L'nechlechu b'shamah b'silal oyla u'shlomim she'enem shol Yom Tov she'enem kredim li'yom Tov. So move the shlomim she'enem shol Yom Tov from the end of the Braisa to the earlier part. V'al shlomim she'enem shol Yom Tov she'kredim li'yom Tov. Conversely, shlomim of Yom Tov you can definitely bring on Yom Tov. Amanechlechu al oyla she'enem Yom Tov she'beshamim lo yavi v'silalim yavi. So you're taking the shlomim from the last category in that braisa where there's machlokes and moving it to the first category where there's no machlokes. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosef said you don't need that. Tanoi shaklas me'alma. Have you taken all the tanoim out of the world? In other words, you can't find a single other tana that's going to go the way that Ula and Rav Adar Ba'ava are saying. Tanoihi. As a matter of fact, there is a machlokas tanoim on it. There is, fine, you have one braisa over here, Rav Shimon Elazar says, not like Ula and Rav Adar Ba'ava, but you have another braisa that does. Netanya shlomim aboyim machmas Yom Tov b'Yom Tov v'shamayim semech alein me'erev Yom Tov v'sheichin b'Yom Tov. So v'shamay says because these are shlomim that are coming because of Yom Tov, namely the shamay chagiga. So you do the smicha erev Yom Tov and you shech them on Yom Tov. Or v'silayim semech alein b'Yom Tov v'sheichin b'Yom Tov. V'silul says both the smicha and the shechita can be done erev Yom Tov. Avol nedarim and nedavos divrei hakol and kriv b'Yom Tov. But nedarim and nedavos, everybody agrees, cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Good. So there's a tana that says what Ula is saying. The Gemara points out, Vahani Tanoi Kihani Tanoi. Now, the Machlokas Tanoim that we just said about whether you're allowed to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov, where again, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, we said that Beis Hillel would allow you to bring Shlomim of the Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov, and according to the second Braisa that we brought, which also agrees with Ula, you cannot. those Tanoim are arguing in the same machlokas as a different machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya. Ein mevi and toida b'chaga matzis. You're not allowed to bring a korban toida on chaga matzis, on Pesach, b'pnei chometz shabbat, because you have so ten of the loaves of it, ten of the loaves of bread that come with it are chometz. Which the Gemara is going to ask soon, isn't that pshita? And then we'll get back to that. V'loi bat seres, and you're also not allowed to bring it on Shavuos, b'pnei shu yomtiv, because it's a yomtiv, and a toida is nedorim and nedovas. Doesn't have anything to do with the yomtiv. Avon, maybe Adam, Toydosi, but Chagas Sukkos, but he can bring it on Sukkos, meaning Chalamoyed Sukkos. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, no, Harehu Omer, but Chagamatzis, but Chagas Shavuos, but Chagas Sukkos. You have a Pasuk that mentions the three Yom Tovim back to back, and therefore we learn, Kol Shabba, but Chagamatzis, Bob Chagas Shavuos, but Chagas Sukkos. Anything that can be brought on Chagamatzis can be brought on the other two. Anything not then. So it sounds like he's saying that if you can't bring it on Chagamatzis and Chagashvuos, automatically you can't bring it on Chagasukkos. That later on the Gemara is going to revisit that and see what Reb Shimon actually means. But right now that's what it sounds like he's saying. That's according to Rashi. Tosfos discusses a little bit how is that mashma from the Lashon, and then Tosfos gets into a discussion about how exactly we could understand Reb Shimon's phrasing. So he's saying a chagamat, a korban that cannot come on chagamatzes, namely a toida, then it wouldn't be able to come on Shavuos or on Sukkos, even chalamoyed. But yeah. Okay, Rabbi Lozer of Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Todasa Bachaga Sukkos. Rabbi Lozer of Shimon says, no, a person could bring his Toda on Sukkos, for Yotze by Yidei Chavasa Mishum Simcha. He's Yotze the mitzvah of Simcha by eating the meat of that. Because now you have two different Chiyuvim doing your, you have a few different Chiyuvim doing the Shalosh Regalim. One of them is to bring Shalmei Chagiga, which is specifically, now that's a specific Chayv for the Yom Tov, and as the Gemara is going to tell us at the bottom of the Amud, the usual rule is when you have something that you're obligated in, you can't bring it from something, you can't bring it from something that you're already obligated in. So namely, if he already made a neder or an adava that he's going to bring a toida, he can't turn around and say, you know what, this will do double duty for my Shalmei Simcha. However, then you have a different mitzvah of the samachta, that you have a mitzvah to eat meat of korbanos on Yom Tov, that he can be yotze with this toida. So therefore, Rabbi Lozer Reb Shimon is saying that he can be yotze the mitzvah of simcha by eating this toida, but ain yotze b'mishum chagiga, but he's not yotze chagiga because for that he has to bring something from his own property, not from something that he was already machdish. Okay, so that's the braisa. Now let's analyze it. We said you can't bring a korban toda on chagamatzis on Pesach because of the chametz in it. So the Gemara's pshita. Of course, so we know we can look in the psukim. We can find out how many loaves of bread you bring, and that some of them are matzah and some of them are chametz. And of course, you can't bring it during Pesach. We don't mean that you can't bring it on Pesach itself. We mean you can't bring it on the 14th of Nisan, such that you're still going to be eating it when it comes to Chagamatzis. Because Sabar, Ein Mavi, and Kodshim, the base of Psul, so the Tana of this Braisa holds, you can't make Kodshim come to a point where they're going to be possible. In other words, what you're doing is you bring the Toda on Erev Pesach morning. To eat the chametz part of it, you're only going to have a couple of hours, only until the end of 5 hours in the day. And after that, it's going to be chametz, and you're going to have to burn it. So therefore, so you're not allowed to do that. This is the reason, by the way, why we don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Pesach and throughout Pesach is because of that inyan. There is, by the way, worth mentioning in that connection. There is something from the Tzemach Tzedek where he talks about that in one of his Chedushim or one of his Shailos HaTshuvos, where he talks about this inyan at length. And he says, on the other hand, I mean, what about, for, he mentions that there are actually places where they do have the minhag to say it. And he says, fine, you know, listen, kol ha'osek toras ola ki liyikuv ola. So what? I mean, you know, the same way as we say Ezer u'makoman, we say atodah ve'il nazir on Erev Pesach, and we have no problem with that. On the other hand, the Rebbe shtels the Chanach in a letter from Toshin Tess, I think, and says, you know, okay, what the Tzemach Tzedek wants to do is to enter in places where they have that minig, then fine, let them keep their minig. He's certainly not saying that in places where the minig is not to say it, that they should start saying it again. So he's not arguing with the fact that all minig, as it says in the Alter Rebbe Siddur, is not to say it. And as far as the Kol HaOsek B'Torah, there's a big difference between saying it as part of learning, like you do in Ezer Mekoyman, versus saying it as part of davening, like Mizmor HaSoka. Okay. Anyway. So that's what the B'raisa means. When we're doing Ezer Mekoyman, it's meant to be like learning. It's meant to be. In fact, there's a Tosfos someplace, I think, in Kedushin, that points out that since the Gemara says over there that a person yishalash adam shnoisev, that a person should divide his time into three, from Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, so we accomplish that every morning. We say the Psukim of the Korbanos, we say Ezer Mekoyman, which is a Perek of Mishnayos, and we say the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, which is from Toras Koinim, which is considered part of Gemara. So that way we yotze that every day. No. We're getting a little extra, and yeah, we still have Bog Yisabo Yom of Alayla. Okay, anyway. So the point is, again, when the Brais says you can't bring a Todah on Chag HaMatzos, doesn't mean doing Pesach itself, it means on Erev Pesach. Next, we said, V'loi Ba'at Seres V'Keshu Yomtev. We said you can't bring this Todah on Shavuos because the Yomtev, obviously, because Sabah Nadorim and Adovah ain't created in the Yomtev. So clearly, the Tana of this Brais holds, the Tana Kama of this Brais holds, now you can't bring Nedorim and Adavos on Yom Tov. And the Torah is Nedorim and Adavos. But Abel, maybe Adam Todas of Chag HaSukkos. When we said, though, that he can bring his Torah on Sukkos, Amos, so when doing Sukkos are we talking about? Elema be Yom Tov Atzmo, do you mean on Yom Tov itself? You just said you can't on Shavuos because it's a Yom Tov. Ela b'chula shomoyed. So it means you can bring it on Chol HaMoed. So far we see that the Tanakama holds that Nedorim and Adavos cannot be brought on Yom Tov, which is like the second Braisa that we brought on the bottom of Amud Aleph, and in turn is like Ula. Now, on the other hand, we said Reb Shimon Omer Harei Omer v'Chag HaMatzos v'Chag HaShavuos v'Chag HaSukkos. Reb Shimon focuses on the fact that you have a pasuk that compares the three regarding one to another, and therefore Kol Shabo v'Chag HaMatzos v'Chag HaShavuos v'Chag HaSukkos. So it means only a korban that can be brought on Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos can be brought on Chag HaSukkos. V'Kol Shalei Bo v'Chag HaMatzos ain't above Chag HaShavuos v'Chag HaSukkos. So it sounds like he's saying when I said the only, that's what the Gemara is assuming that he means. It sounds like he's saying that only a korban that could be brought on Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos could be brought on Sukkot. It sounds like he's saying, since a Torah cannot be brought on Pesach because of a Chometz and cannot be brought on Shavuos because it's a Yom Tov, then you can't bring it on Sukkot either. Mm-hmm. However, Maskev for Rav Zeira, but Rav Zeira
cannot be brought on Shavuos
because it's a Yom Tov.
But it can be brought on Sukkot.
No, the Tanakama was saying it could. The Tanakhama was saying the Torah can be brought during Chol HaMoed
Sukkot.
Reb Shimon sounds like he's saying, because the Pasuk compares all three Yom Tovim, that it means that you can't. If you can't bring it on Pesach or on Shavuos, then you can't bring it on Sukkot either. So Maskev for Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira asks, how is that possible? Hashta Salusi Misaltinan. After all, you're allowed to harvest wood from, you're allowed to cut wood from trees on Chol HaMoed, which you have a Mishnah, a Braisa rather, in Moed Cotton, that says that you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to cut wood. You're allowed to cut wood from a growing tree on Chol HaMoed for when you're going to use it on Chol HaMoed. So you're even allowed to do such a malacha. Nedorim and Adavos Mivoya. Does it need to be said that you can bring Nedorim and Adavos? Why would we think not? Amar Abaye ba'akrova kula amalei pligi d'shori. So Abaye says, right. What he when it comes to bringing the korban during Chol HaMoed, everybody agrees that that's mutter. Keep pligi, the machloikas in the Braisa has nothing to do actually with the question of whether you can bring the Jodim and Adavos on Yom Tov or not. The Braisa is not talking about what you're allowed to bring when, it's actually talking about the Inyan of Bal Ta'achar. We're going to learn in the next Masechta in Rosh Hashanah, Be'ez Hashem, in a few weeks. We're going to have a whole sugya on this topic. The Torah tells us that when you make a neder, loy sa'achar l'shama, you're not allowed to delay in bringing it. Now the Gemara explains over there that you have that based on various psukim, we learn that Bal Ta'achar is tied to the Yom Tov. It's tied to the Shalosh Regalim. So now, the Machloikas in our Braisa has to do with when does Bal Ta'achar kick in. Now, The Pasuk says, v'chaga matzis, v'chaga shavuos, v'chaga sukkos, and the Gemara points out over there, given that we're actually going to have the end of the braisa is going to be brought in all Gemara over here. Given that the Pasuk is just talking about sukkos, it tells us, chaga sukkos, tasalacha, shivas yamin. And it continues a couple of psukim after that. It says, shalosh pom mashoni, yirochol zchucha, v'chaga matzis, v'chaga shavuos, v'chaga sukkos. Now, why does it need to mention all three of them if we just finished talking about sukkos? So the answer is, it tells us that Baal Ta'achar is tied to these three regalim. Now, so Tanakama Sava Sholosh Regalim Omar Rahmana after the Shaloi Kisidron. So the Tanakama holds when the Pasuk is telling us the Sholosh Regalim means once three regalim pass, even out of order, then you're over on Baal Ta'achar. So let's say, for example, you made the Neder, sometime during the summer. According to the Tanakama, Sukkot comes, you didn't bring it. Pesach, Shavuos, now you're over on Baal Ta'achar. Either Yom Tov are out of order as listed in the Pasuk, doesn't matter. But Reb Shimon Tzavak, Kisidron Ein, Shaloi Kisidron Loi. Whereas Reb Shimon holds, no, the Yom Tov have to be in order. In that scenario, therefore, so you have Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, he's still not over on Baal Ta'achar. Only after Sukkot comes and goes, then he's over on Baal Ta'achar because you need the Yom Tov and Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot in order. So now, when Reb Shimon is saying Kol Shalai Baba Chagamatzis or Chagashuos ain't it Baba Chagasukas, doesn't mean you're not allowed to bring it. What it means is like this. So let's say, for example, you have a toida. The Tanakama is telling you that if you have a toida, you should bring it on. He's not saying you're allowed to bring it on Sukkot. He's saying you should bring it on Sukkot, namely during Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it's an Eitz HaTova. If you don't, what are you going to have to? You can't bring it on Pesach. You can't say, I'll wait till Pesach and bring it because of the Chometz. You can't say, I'll wait till Shavuos to bring it because Shavuos is a Yom Tov and you can't bring it. Therefore, you're better off bringing it during Chol HaMoed and Sukkot. Otherwise, you're going to have to make a special trip to Yerushalayim for it in order not to be over on Baal Ta'achar. Whereas Reb Shimon says that's not necessary. Reb Shimon is saying Kol Shaloi Ba B'Chagamatzis. He doesn't mean if you're not allowed to bring it on Chagamatzis. He meant it was not necessary yet to bring it on Chagamatzis or on Chagashavuos because you hadn't made the neder yet. You don't have to bring it on Sukkot. Ainer Ba B'Chagasukkot doesn't mean you can't bring it on Sukkot. It means you don't have to because when are you first going to be over on Baal Ta'achar? Only after a whole other cycle of Yom Tovim goes through Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So you made the neder during the summer. No problem. You don't have to bring it now, Dafka, to Sukkot. You can wait until next year's Sukkot and bring it. So that's what Reb Shimon is saying. So he's not talking about the question of whether you're allowed to bring it or not. Now, on the other hand, now we're still trying to figure out how this braisa has to do with the question of whether you're allowed to bring the dorim or the dovas on Yom Tov. So the braisa continues, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omer, maybe Adam Tojosa b'chagasufis, that he says a person is allowed to bring his korban toda on chagasufis. So Amos, when are we talking about doing sukkos? Does he mean that you're able to bring it on Chol HaMoed? Haino Tanakama. And he's saying exactly the same as the Tanakama. So where's the machlokes? Ela b'Yom Tov. Obviously, it must mean that he's saying you can bring it on Yom Tov because Sabin and Dorim and Adovas craving the Yom Tov. There you go. So he holds that Dorim and Adovas could be brought on Yom Tov like the Braisa that we brought on Amud Aleph from Reb Shimon ben Elazar. There it was Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Here it's Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon. Two different Tanoim, but they both hold the same way that you're allowed to bring Dorim and Adovas on Yom Tov. So then, so why does he mention specifically Chagasukas? The reason is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Taimei, because he goes according to his own svara in the sugya about Baal Ta'achar, where you have several different opinions over there at what point a person is over on Baal Ta'achar. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, lo yoyma Chagasukas. Again, when we have the pasuk with Chagamatzis, Chagashvuos, Chagasukas, it didn't need to mention Chagasukas. Shaboya kosev medaber, because the pasuk has just been talking about sukas. Loma nemar. So why does it mention it? Loyma shazeh achroin. To say that this is the last one in the sequence. In other words, it has to be in that order: Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukas. And until that happens, he's not over on Baal Ta'achar. Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon Omer, loyma shazeh goyim. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon says it means that Sukkot is when Baal Ta'achar kicks in. In other words, according to him, you don't even necessarily have Shalosh Regalim. If you made the Neder before Pesach, sure, then you have three. But if you made the Neder between Pesach and Shavuos, then according to him, you only have two Regalim to bring it. And if you made the Neder between Shavuos and Sukkot, then you only have one. Once Sukkot is over, regardless, then he says you're over on Baal Ta'achar. So therefore, that's why he's focusing on Sukkot over here. He's saying that when he says in the Braisa that maybe Adam Tadyasa Bachaga Sukkot, he means you better bring it on Sukkot, otherwise you're gonna be over on Baal Ta'achar. Okay. So Sukkos, so according to him, Sukkos is always the deadline. According to Reb Shimon, Sukkos is the deadline only if it's the third yomtiv, only if it's at least the third yomtiv since he made the neder. He gives you a lot more time. And the Chachamim say three regalim, regardless. So Sukkos is not necessarily a deadline at all. It depends whatever happens to be the third yomtiv. And we're going to have in Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have a few other opinions about it as well. We all like the Chachamim, yeah. We said in the Brice of a Yotzeva Mishum Simcha Veini Yotzeva Mishum Chagiga that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon had said when you bring this Toda during Sukkos, you're Yotze because of the mitzvah of Simcha, you're Yotze that you're going to be eating meat with, that you're going to be eating meat of Korbanos, but you're not Yotze the Chagiga. The Gemara says Pshita. Obviously, you're not Yotze. Dabar Shabachoyvahu. The Chagiga is something you're obligated to bring. V'chol Dabar Shabachoyvah Ein Ebar Elam Anacholin. Such a thing can only be brought from Cholin. So that's that. The answer is Loit Tzricha Afagab the Porish. The Afagav the Parish. The Chiddush is even if he specified when he first made the neder to bring the Torah, he specified that he wants to use it for his Chagiga as well. Kidibominator of Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yechanan. As in fact, we find that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan this exact point. What if a person says, I am obligating myself to bring a Torah, which is a neder, the eights about Yedei Chagiga, and he's saying, I want to also be Yotze with it a Chagiga? Or what if he says, Hareini Nazir v'galeach mimoyis ma'isasheni? What if he says, I'm making a neder to become a Nazir, and I'm also including that I want to be able to use for my korbanos, the korbanos of a Nazir are called giluach, because he shaves his hair together with them. So v'galeach is a shorthand way of saying, I'll bring my korbanos. So I'll bring my korbanos mimoyis ma'isasheni. I'm going to take money of ma'isasheni that I anyway have to bring to Yerushalayim and use that to buy these korbanos. Mahu, what would be the din? And Rabbi Yechanan tells him, Nodur ve'ene yotze. The neder for the Torah takes effect. He cannot be yotze the chagiga with it, because he's mas, in effect, he's meaning mas now, mash kozaba Torah. He's making a t'nai on something the Torah says, and that doesn't work. Nodur ve'ene mgaleach. Similarly, he's a nozer, and he can't use the ma'isa sheni money for his korbanos, because once he says, Hare olai, then he's chayiv in the Torah, in the nezirus, and then already when he says, I'm a nas, then that doesn't help. Now, that's according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, that even saying I'm a nas doesn't help. The Rambam also learns that way. On the other hand, the Ravid and the Ramban learn it depends. If he says the Loshen, like we said in the Gemara over here, Ve'etzi bo yidei chagiga, Va'agaleach mimoyis ma'isasheni, then not, because there's no T'nai where he's tying one to the other. It's as if like he made two separate statements. But according to them, if he were to say, Harei alai taida, al-manas, that I should be Yotze the chagiga, or Harei alai nozer, al-manas, that I should be able to use Mois ma'isasheni, then in fact, the Nizirus of the Torah will not be Chal, because then he made an al-manas, and given that it's not going to work, then therefore the neder itself doesn't work either. But the whole thing doesn't happen, and therefore the neder never takes effect. But according to Rashi, it's clear over here. Rashi clearly uses the expression that when he says almanas lav milsehi, so according to Rashi and also Tosfos, even though he says almanas, then it wouldn't work. Tosfos says similarly. Then if he says almanas, then it wouldn't work. His tnai wouldn't work. We would still say that the neder that he made would be in effect. Tosfos actually says that if he said the other way around, if he said almanas that I should be yotze of chagiga harei alai toida, then fine. Then Tosfos would agree that doesn't work to make him chayiv in a toida, because the reason to be mechayiv him in the first place is on the ground of amirase legavaya kimsirase lehediyah. As soon as he says harei alai toida, he's already obligated in a toida. Well, then if he first puts the almanas, then he's modifying that, so therefore he never becomes chayiv in the toida in the first place. Okay. Bye, everyone.